Katie, why don't you start off?
Well, there is a new exciting event this Thursday. The Hospital Guild is going to be doing a silver tea to honor the staff of Petersburg Medical Center. And the public is invited to come and join them and just celebrate the good work that they do for our community.
And that's coming up at 2 to 4 p.m. on Thursday. And then throughout the day, there's going to be the children's coloring exhibit. That starts off right in the morning. Sally?
Yeah. The windows at the Forest Service will be literally papered with beautiful drawings by the children at the elementary school.
Also this year, the Little Norway softball tournament is coming back, and they are bringing teams from throughout Southeast Alaska, and they don't really have specific times yet, but the first game will be on Thursday, and that's at 4 p.m. at the baseball field, and then the rest of the times will be posted on a bracket on the concession stands.
What's the hot dog concert? That's on Main Street at 5 p.m. on Thursday.
The hot dog concert is put on by the Lighthouse Assembly of God and Master's Commission out of Wasilla, and they just play music and give away free hot dogs and soda. And last year, they gave away, I believe, 300 hot dogs. So it's a really popular event. It just kind of kicks off the festivities downtown, and it's a great time to just be outside and catch up with people that you haven't seen in a while.
And we also tap into their muscle. They help Ryan and the Parks and Rec crew put up the tent.
And then there's the Norwegian sweater modeling event. Are you guys going to be wearing your sweaters in the event?
I think Lee's Clothing has young women from the high school doing that.
Yes, Lee's Clothing will have numerous sweaters for a couple hours there on Thursday. And they just encourage people to stop by, check out the sweaters. They have more on the racks as well, but they will each be wearing a unique sweater.
That starts at 2 o'clock. And then there's the Little Norway Art Show.
Clausen Memorial Museum has the festival art show every year, and anyone in the community can bring their artwork, craft work, whatever they want to exhibit to Sue McCallum, and she will get it all tagged in, and if you want to sell it, you put a price tag on it. If you don't want to sell it, you mark that down too.
And there's quite a few artists in town who participate in that every year.
Yeah, it's usually really well received.
That starts at 10 and it goes pretty much most of the day.
And it actually goes throughout the remainder of the festival as well. People can stop by during the hours there at the museum and look at all of the pieces.
And I believe they're opening on Sunday special for the festival art show.
And there's also an art show at Wild Celery Gallery.
At 5 p.m. on Thursday at Wild Celery, there's going to be an art show featuring watercolors by local artist Tanisa Young. And then also jeweler Brad Taylor is going to be there displaying some of his new jewelry that locals all adore.
Beachcomber Inn with the Pickled Herring Band. The Pickled Herring Band's back.
They will be back.
We are very excited to have them back again this year.
I think it's their sixth year.
Viking Feast, eating with your hands.
Something new this year, though. It's going to be downstairs in the Elks Dining Room.
Are you guys Viking feasters?
Usually.
Have you done it, Katie?
No. My boyfriend's on the Viking squad, and so I don't usually make it to that one.
He hasn't convinced you to.
No. But this year, the Viking and Valkyries have a bunch of special little things planned. They're going to be making appearances throughout town and really getting involved with the kids and the people of the community. And they're going to have some special T-shirts for sale. They have a limited quantity, so first come, first serve on those. And just be on the lookout for those Vikings and Valkyries.
And they will, of course, still have the warrants available if you want to send someone to jail, to the Feng Shul.
Also, Sally, you have a special guest coming from Sons of Norway International. Tell people about who's going to be in town.
Well, we are very, very honored to have International President Dan Rood coming from Missoula, Montana. He is the president of almost 100,000 Sons of Norway members throughout the world. And he has chosen Petersburg to come to celebrate Sutna Mai. You just don't know how exciting this is for our lodge. It's also the 100th anniversary of not only Petersburg, but also the district of our Sons of Norway district, too. And so Dan is coming to help us celebrate that also.
One of the big events I know in the morning on Friday of Little Norway Festival is the spring show-off at the Petersburg High School Commons.
Yes, and this year, last year it was just open with projects displayed throughout the Commons. This year, on the half hour, they're going to be doing student presentations. So if you swing by, there's going to be refreshments available, and you can see a student present their project and then look at the other ones available as well.
There's the elementary school art show. That starts on Friday?
Yes, that's going to be in the Wells Fargo lobby, and you can swing by and check out artwork done by the elementary students. And they're always fun ones there for you to check out.
And then more pickled herring band. People can just see them roaming around town.
Well, actually, we're going to park them near the near the beer garden, kind of at the base of the steps up to Papa Bear's.
And they'll be playing from pretty much all day, from 10 a.m. on.
They'll just kind of be fiddling around here and there and accordioning around.
And the downtown Hoosple this year is going to be very active.
It is so full.
Yeah, how many booths do you have this year?
Oh, my gosh, we have over 60.
Wow,
we had people signing up today.
I think that's like you had maybe 40 or something last year or something.
We had about 45 last year.
That's pretty typical. And this year, 60.
Yeah, yeah.
People from out of town or just more local people?
More local people. There are a few out-of-towners, but more local.
Is it a combination of food and crafts and stuff that you're seeing in terms of additional stuff?
Yes. And we even have some politicos. One of the gubernatorial candidates has also got a booth and wants to ride in the parade this year. So we have a real mix.
It's going to be a fun scene downtown this year. I think that there are going to be a lot of people out and a lot of unique booths to check out and people to see.
Including caramel corn from Ketchikan.
Ooh.
Lots of food in the in the underneath the big tent at Hammer Week on Sparkling
Lot. In fact, the last person that just called this afternoon wants to make donuts.
And then right in the middle of all that is the Scandinavian Style Show. And that is always an annual sellout. People will line up for their tickets, and it's just a chance to check out all of the
Boonar.
Yes. There are going to be some great, great costumes, traditional costumes to check out.
I know of two new ones, for sure, in my family that are going to be shown. Gloriane de Boer-Wolin has done a Hardanger christening gown for my grandniece, Cadence, who wore it yesterday at her baptism. That will be modeled, and then a little later, she'll change clothes quickly, as fast as a six-month-old can change.
She'll run up the stairs.
Yeah, and she will be wearing a boonad made by also by Glow to match Grandma Heather O'Neill's. They will have matching boonads.
We've heard about the Viking and Valkyrie jail. That continues throughout the festival, through the...
Yes, you never know when they might catch you, so be on the lookout.
Yeah.
And then this is something new I see here, the Mobile Aquatic Classroom.
Fish and Game is bringing down, in partnership, a mobile aquatic classroom, and there are going to be little units where you can see fish and critters and little crawlies, and it gives the kids a hands-on opportunity to check out what is in the waters around our town and learn more about it and just get a chance to check it out and see it. And they're really excited to bring that to our community this year. It's going to be in the schools on Thursday and Friday, and then we'll be open to the public on Friday and Saturday.
Great. And then, of course, there's the parade.
Starts at 4.
It sounds like it's going to be quite the parade this year. And maybe record, 6 minutes long.
You're going to march twice around the town?
We can't take the ship around twice, but I do know that the ship is sporting a new coat of paint.
Oh, okay.
Compliments of Tom Rockne.
And people will be throwing herring as well at 4:30.
Yeah, and I'm kind of ticked about this. 2 years ago, we applied to the Guinness World Book Records to have the largest herring toss in the world, and they wrote us back and said they weren't interested.
So what are you going to do something to make up for that this year?
I'm going to actually take some pictures this year and mail them to them and say, look, this is a real thing. This isn't a joke. If Wrangell can have the world's largest egg toss, we can certainly have the largest sill toss.
Definitely.
Yes.
That's one for the record books.
Yes, most definitely.
Another artist will be displaying her wares at Seaport Gallery, starting at 5 with a reception. Pia Riley, My Hometown Art Collection.
Yes. People are very excited about this one. Everybody loves Pia's artwork, and it's going to be on display throughout the weekend, but on Friday at 5 at Seaport Gallery, it will be an opportunity to meet with the artist and get the first glance at all of the artwork.
And a smorgasbord and steak night.
Yes, depending on what you feel like. If you feel like being ethnic, or you feel like being a Texan, you can eat whatever you like that night.
The smorgasbord is at the Elks Lodge, and the steak night's at the Moose Club.
Yeah, the Elks upstairs. It's the Emblem Club doing the Alaskan and Norwegian delicacies, smoked black cod, halibut, fish cakes, meatballs, that sort of thing.
Right.
And then the men of the Moose are going to be working at the lodge that night because the ladies are going to be all pooped from doing beer bits that afternoon.
Also on Friday, there's the beer garden. It's the first of the 2 days of having a beer garden, I think. And and then also the Make It and Take It rosemulling class, a couple of different events. Give me the preview, Katie.
The rosemulling class is very fun. They do a great job down at the Cubbyhole walking you through the process of the beginnings of rose mulling. And don't be afraid if you're not an artist. It is for everyone to come and try out. You can make a magnet. You can make a keychain. And I did it for the first time last year, and I had a blast. They are great teachers, and I encourage everyone to stop by.
And then there's the beer garden, which runs from noon to 6.
And that's also where the jail is. And so it's also a great time to check out those who have been arrested and
poke fun at.
And yes.
And listen to the music, too. The Pickled Herring Band.
Yes, Pickled Herring Band is right there.
Yep.
Little Norway Festival continues on Saturday with lots of artwork still on display. And there's a scholarship breakfast starting at 7.
Yes, we're excited this year. A&B and A&S is going to be doing their scholarship breakfast. They'll have French toast, buttermilk pancakes, and everything that goes along with it. And they're running that from 7 in the morning to 11 in the morning. So if you're on your way to Lop the Loop or on your way back from that, then you can swing by and get some breakfast and have a good time.
That's at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. And then, of course, like as you mentioned, Lop the Loop.
There are always a lot of people that show up for Lop the Loop. Some people run, some people walk, push strollers. Come one, come all.
Well, I personally have never done the Lop the Loop because I'm always at the Sons of Norway at 6 a.m. getting ready to do the sandwiches for the Coffee Hoose.
Coffee Hoose is the big event of Saturday, one of the big events, of course, but it is a big event for folks. Describe it for people who haven't been there.
Well, it's like a coffee stua where you go and you just eat and visit and have coffee and eat some more.
And what's better than that?
Yeah, what could be better? And there's a little music going on. The Pickled Herring Band shows up. Sue Paulson or Joyce Schultz may show up with their accordions. We never know quite who's going to drop by, but we always have some music going.
I heard it described as lots of love or lots of butter.
Butter and love.
In the sweets as well as not just sweets but savory foods too, sandwiches.
Yeah. We do 6 different varieties of open-faced smørbrød, which are beautiful to look at and wonderful to eat.
It is beautiful to look at. I think that's one of the things that if you've never been, not only come to eat, but also come to just see how beautiful the tables are with all of those delicious treats. This year, the Dolly Derby is going to be put on by the Boys and Girls Club in partnership with Fish and Game. And all young anglers are invited to stop by. There will be some prizes and a great time to get out, see what kind of fish you can catch, and just remember your life jacket. And then when you're done at the Dolly Derby, you could swing by. The Coast Guard is having open house on the Anacapa and the Elderberry. And so they invite the public to stop by, tour the ship, and thank the servicemen for all that they do for us.
And the beer bits to go?
The Moose Ladies. They'll be busy.
They always sell out quick, so make sure and get there early if you want your beer bits.
And more beer garden and more jail, Viking Valkyries all around, pickled herring music. And then there is the big pageant.
The pageant.
Yeah, one of you guys, I have to describe it for...
This year, the focus is really going to be on the dancers at the pageant. They have been working really hard putting together dances. I believe there are going to be a couple new dances.
Great.
And so stop by to not only hear the Pickled Herring Band, but also to see who is awarded the Norwegian American Award this year. To recognize some other people for the work they've done in our community this year, and to see the kids dance. If it's your kid or your niece or your nephew or just your neighbor kid, just stop by and enjoy their dancing and all their hard work.
And the dancing and food continues into the evening. There's all-you-can-eat shrimp at the PFI Cookhouse.
Not to be missed.
That benefits the PHS basketball teams. And then there's the Fleet Street Band from Juneau, and that's with wine and cheese tasting. Katie, can you tell me a little bit about that?
The Fleet Street Band is coming down. They've played at the Governor's Mansion, at state events, and they have been really popular in Juneau. They're going to be coming down to play some jazz music for us. And then Keto's Cave and Hammer and Weekon will be hosting a wine and cheese tasting. Tickets are available at Lee's, or you can buy them at the door. And it sounds like it's going to be a really fun time to not only listen to music, but also mingle and get a chance to catch up with someone that you may have missed during the rest of all the busy festivities, and sample some new cheeses and wines. This event is being put on by the Petersburg Arts Council. So they have been kind enough to bring the Fleet Street Band, and we really appreciate that.
Then there's the dance at 8 p.m.
That's at the Elks. Yeah, there'll be just light dancing, fun, visit again with friends. Nothing, you know, real organized, just kind of hit or miss.
And the Elks really has gone above and beyond this year in helping with events during the festival, and we would just really like to thank them for that.
I would also like to add that the Little Norway Festival pageant, once again, there is no charge for it. The last 3 years, the committee has voted to not charge for this event.
The pageant.
The pageant.
Sunday, another chance to view the children's coloring exhibit?
Mm-hmm. And then slide up to the Catholic Church for the annual pancake breakfast.
St. Catherine's Catholic Church. I guess it's with all the trimmings as usual at 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
The museum will still be open from 10 to 2 on Sunday. It will be your last chance to view the festival art share, so make sure if you haven't made it before to swing by. And also, we haven't mentioned this yet, but the Visitor Center is open on 1st and Fram, and they'll be open throughout the week, but there are some really neat things for visitors and locals alike to stop by and just take a look, see what there is to offer. We have some fun new things this year, so make sure and swing by.
Lots of food at the Rotary Club, bacon barbecue at noon.
Yes, the barbecue is always a local favorite, and there'll be two different drawings happening during the barbecue. There's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's going to be the drawing for the Little Norway Festival for those round trip tickets and for the big money on the $100 raffle tickets. And then at 1 o'clock, there is going to be a St. Andrew's Episcopal Church raffle. They'll be drawing the prizes for the king quilt, baby quilt, and their basket of gifts.
And also something that a lot of people do for the Rotary picnic is they don't really feel like sitting on the beach or being out in the weather. If there is any, they can get the meal to go. That's pretty popular.